Chapter 6, Stability. Ultimately, stability is the set of conditions in which a local population regards its governance institutions as legitimate, and its living situation as acceptable and predictable. See ADP 3-07. To achieve stability within all operational frameworks, BCTs must understand the operational environment, shape the operational environment through action, and engage local leaders to influence the population. During stability operations, commanders conduct multiple missions and efforts to seek a common goal and end state that nests with the higher command's objectives. Section 1, Principles and Framework. BCTs conduct reconnaissance and security operations during stability tasks to increase the commander and staff's ability to understand the area of operations. Information collection confirms or denies assumptions made during planning and identifies sources of stability and instability. Reconnaissance and security operations contribute to mission command by answering information requirements, which enhances situational awareness and assists the BCT in applying the stability principles in an acceptable and predictable method. Ultimately, reconnaissance and security operations are vital to assisting the BCT in understanding their operational environment through the context of the stability principles. The four principles of stability tasks are conflict transformation, unity of effort, legitimacy and host nation ownership, building partner capacity. Conflict transformation. Conflict transformation is the process for reducing the means and motivations for violent conflict while developing more viable, peaceful alternatives for the competitive pursuit of political and socioeconomic aspirations. See ADP 3-07. Transformation aims to set the host nation on a sustainable, positive trajectory in which transformational processes directly address the dynamics causing instability. BCTs contribute to conflict transformation only if they achieve understanding of the causes and influences of conflict and instability within their area of operations. Reconnaissance and security operations assist in identifying the drivers of violent conflict and instability. Collected information impacts planning for future operations to help commanders and staffs identify opportunities linking tactical gains to sustainable strategic objectives. Transformation can occur only if the BCT understands the dynamics of conflict within their area of operations from an objective viewpoint and from the perspective of the local population. Unity of effort. Unity of effort is the coordination and cooperation toward common objectives, even if the participants are not necessarily part of the same command or organization, which is the product of successful unified action. JP 1, Volume 2. Reconnaissance and security operations require unity of effort and purpose to achieve situational awareness at echelon to enable successful operations throughout the BCT's area of operations. Reconnaissance and security operations assist the commander and staff in developing shared understanding between partners, allowing BCTs to foster cooperative environments that focus efforts towards a common goal to achieve stable and sustainable security environments. Legitimacy and host nation ownership. Legitimacy is a condition based upon the perception by specific audiences of the legality, morality, or rightness of a set of actions, and of the propriety of the authority of the individuals or organizations in taking them. See ADP 3-07 for more information. Host nation ownership is the will or ability of the ruling entity to resolve its own problems and assume responsibility for solutions that it supports and can implement. BCTs conduct reconnaissance operations focused on determining the extent of legitimacy as perceived by the local population and develop an understanding of areas of conflict that degrade, discredit, or erode perceptions of legitimacy. Commanders direct reconnaissance operations and engagement activities to understand the mandate, manner, consent, and expectations of legitimate host nation ownership and perceived legitimacy. Refer to ADP 3-07 for more information on the four factors of legitimacy. BCTs conduct reconnaissance and engagement in close contact with the civilian population to collect information, reinforce the capabilities of host nation security and governance partners, and understand the extent of support and acceptance of host nation partners with the local population. BCTs actively seek sources of conflict and connectivity between the host nation and local population to assist partners in bridging gaps in perception and strengthening relationships. Building partner capacity. Building partner capacity is the outcome of comprehensive inter-organizational activities, programs, and military-to-military engagements that enhance the ability of partners to establish security, governance, economic development, essential services, rule of law, and other critical government functions. See ADP 3-07. Reconnaissance and Security TF collect information to ensure activities are consistent with tactical, operational, and strategic goals, protect key activities, and enable key capabilities to allow host nation partners to develop and learn. BCTs conduct operations that enable host nation partners to thrive and eventually develop sustainable capabilities independent of BCT interference or influence. Stability framework. BCTs conduct stability tasks and operations based upon conditions identified through collection. Reconnaissance operations confirm or deny the conditions and state of stability within the BCT's area of operations. BCTs identify missions, tasks, and activities about the framework phases using continuous reconnaissance and security operations. Refer to ATP 3-07.5 for more information. The three phases of the stability framework are initial response, transformation, fostering sustainability. Initial response. Usually, activities to stabilize an area of operations are initial response actions. Typically, units perform initial response actions during or directly after a conflict or disaster in which the security situation prohibits the introduction of civilian personnel. Initial response actions aim to provide a secure environment that allows relief forces to attend to the immediate humanitarian needs of the local population. Transformation. Stabilization, reconstruction, and capacity building are transformation actions performed in a relatively secure environment. Transformation actions may occur in crisis or vulnerable states and aim to build host nation capacity across multiple sectors. Fostering sustainability. BCTs foster sustainability when the security environment is stable enough to support efforts to implement long-term programs that commit to the viability of the institutions and economy of the host nation. The BCT consolidates gains to encourage capacity-building reconstruction activities to enable sustainable development. Often, military forces conduct these long-term efforts in support of broader civilian-led efforts. Section 2. Operations during stability tasks. Reconnaissance and security operations are imperative to successful stability tasks. Reconnaissance focuses on identifying enemy forces, human interaction and engagement, and vital infrastructure to collect information necessary to understand sources of stability and instability within the BCT's area of operations. As the environment changes, so do the sentiments of the population and its key actors. Staffs continuously assess their area of operations based on information collected to provide context to understanding the human dimension of their area of operations. BCTs conduct security operations to establish safe and secure environments that enable positive gains and sustainable stability. Since the complexity of the human context is ever-changing and evolving in any environment, reconnaissance and security operations are continuous. Commanders constantly reassess and refine intelligence estimates to determine if they are collecting the right information and developing intelligence to understand the operational environment. BCTs conduct reconnaissance and security operations to gain an understanding of sources of stability and instability, and the intentions and capabilities of key actors to shape the BCTs and Unified Action Partners' area of operations during stability tasks. Sources of instability are actors, actions, or conditions that exceed the legitimate authority's capacity to exercise effective governance, maintain civil control, and ensure economic development. Enemy forces influence instability sources to create conflict, exacerbate existing conditions, or threaten to collapse failing or recovering states. Sources of instability include catastrophic events, humanitarian crises, foreign power-instigated violence, domestic rebellion, and civil war. The following vignette describes utilizing cavalry squadrons in the execution of reconnaissance and security missions that enabled the BCT's success during stability operations. Vignette: 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Tullafar. The city of Tullafar is located in northwestern Iraq and is a compact city with a mixed ethnic population of over 250,000 people. In late 2004, the Iraqi security forces, known as ISF, in Tullafar collapsed, allowing enemy threat to impose a grip of terror on the city. Through violence and intimidation, the enemy took control of every aspect of the city and crippled the local government. The city divided as the population was forced into sectarian boundaries, which helped to fuel sectarian and tribal violence across the city. The enemy's firm grip on the city, coupled with the city's geographically central location lying between the city of Mosul and the Syrian border, enabled the enemy threat to utilize Tullafar and the surrounding region as a training ground and staging base for operations. Foreign fighters flooded in from Syria, finding sanctuary in Tullafar and the surrounding cities and towns, and increasing the enemy threat capacity to conduct operations in Mosul and across northern Iraq. In April 2005, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, known as ACR, deployed to the southern Baghdad area of operations to conduct reconnaissance and offensive operations. For 2 months, 3rd ACR, partnering with the ISF, successfully conducted counter-reconnaissance operations to deny enemy threat the ability to influence political and economic development within the capital city of Baghdad. During this time, 3rd ACR received orders to move their area of operations to the western region of the Nineveh province. The regiment task organized itself to conduct multiple operations across separate areas of operations. Ahead of the rest of the regiment, 2-3 ACR, Sabre Squadron, deployed to the Nineveh province to conduct initial reconnaissance operations of the area of operations, including the city of Tullafar. The regiment detached 3-3 ACR Thunder Squadron, an engineer platoon, an attack aviation troop from 4-3 ACR Longknife Squadron, a tank platoon from 1-3 ACR Tiger Squadron, and Iraqi army advisors from Tiger Squadron to remain in southern Baghdad in order to support the 3rd Infantry Division. The remainder of the regiment moved to the western Nineveh province to begin operations against the highly organized enemy network that controlled the area. From May to July 2005, Sabre Squadron developed an accurate intelligence picture of the situation inside the city of Tullafar through effective reconnaissance operations that, on many occasions, required them to fight for information. The squadron, reinforced by a tank company from Tiger Squadron, took the fight to the enemies, resulting in some of the toughest urban combat seen by American troops up to that point. In the month of June alone, over 210 unconventional enemy attacks occurred within the city, which accounted for over 10% of all attacks in the Iraqi theater of operations at the time. These attacks targeted the civilian population, with the intent to increase the sectarian divide and create a chaotic situation. Sabre Squadron refused to back down and began building positive relationships with the locals. This initiative led to the collection of accurate intelligence that, in turn, enabled 3rd ACR to understand the composition and disposition of the enemy occupying the city. Ahead of 3rd ACR's arrival to the Nineveh province, Sabre Squadron had already begun re-establishing the local government and reconstituting local police to set conditions for the large-scale, combined offensive with the ISF that 3rd ACR leadership understood as necessary to eliminate the enemy threat within Tullafar. As Sabre Squadron began to set conditions within Tullafar, 3rd ACR leadership understood the need to set conditions across the surrounding region by establishing security outside the city. Tiger Squadron established itself in the area west of Tullafar, where they liberated smaller cities and towns, effectively denying the use of these areas to the enemy threat, and securing critical supply routes from the Syrian border to Tullafar. Moving from location to location, Tiger Squadron re-established security along the border, within the urban centers, and reconstituted ISF in those areas. Meanwhile, Longknife Squadron, the aviation squadron, conducted continuous reconnaissance and security operations across the surrounding desert region. With security in the surrounding region established, 3rd ACR had engineers construct an 8-foot-high berm around the city of Tullafar, with the intents of isolating the enemy threat within the city and of funneling traffic through established security checkpoints. conditions were set for 3rd ACR to execute Operation Restoring Rights. Operation Restoring Rights was the combined offensive between 3rd ACR and the ISF to take back Tal Afar. 3rd ACR integrated over 5,500 Iraqi soldiers and police officers into this operation, with the augmentation of 1 battalion from the 2nd Iraqi Army Division, 5 battalions from the 3rd Iraqi Army Division, an Iraqi Special Forces Battalion, a Commando Brigade, and the Mosul Emergency Police Battalion. Tiger Squadron conducted reconnaissance from the western portion of the area of operations into Tal Afar, where they conducted a relief in place with Sabre Squadron. Tiger Squadron assumed responsibility of operations on the western side of Tal Afar, while Sabre Squadron conducted operations on the eastern side of the city. Augmented by the 2325 Infantry Battalion from the 82nd Airborne Division, 3rd ACR's ground forces began clearing out enemy threat. They actioned on areas and targets throughout the city using intelligence gathered from the local population and detainees. Precision artillery and close air support enabled ground forces to clear out areas in which they encountered heavy resistance, allowing them to continue to conduct house-to-house searches for enemy threat. From 24 August to 23 September 2005, 3rd ACR and their ISF partners killed over 150 enemy fighters and captured another 800, while the enemy was attempting to flee the city. The success achieved by the cooperation between 3rd ACR and the ISF emboldened Tal Afar's population to retake control of the city, thereby denying the enemy the ability to establish another base from which to operate. Following the defeat of the enemy threat, Sabre Squadron and the 2325 Infantry Battalion maintained security in Tal Afar and simultaneously recruited and trained a legitimate Iraqi police force. Tiger Squadron maintained a guard along the Syrian border to deny foreign fighters the ability to influence Tal Afar, and they began rebuilding the Iraqi Border Police Brigade. With security reestablished, 3rd ACR then worked to reestablish essential services, and they reconstituted a legitimate Iraqi local government and security force. ISF inside and outside Tal Afar gained confidence and eventually took the lead in operations across the province. The development of legitimate ISF facilitated increased humant from the local population, which enabled ISF to action quickly on local tips of false passport shops, weapon smugglers, and other activities supporting the non-traditional enemy threats. With little assistance from coalition forces, the ISF successfully denied the enemy threat freedom of maneuver throughout the Nineveh province. During stability tasks, cavalry units operate within the BCT's area of operations. BCTs employ their cavalry units to conduct route, area, and zone reconnaissance, as well as screen, guard, and area security, including route security operations. This activity secures the affected population and answers BCT and higher PIRs. Cavalry units assist the commander and staff in visualizing and understanding the area of operations and the external factors that may affect the area of operations. While BCTs can assign cavalry squadrons to their own area of operations for a period, the use of cavalry as a maneuver unit instead of as a reconnaissance and security organization incurs risk of incomplete or inadequate reconnaissance and security operations. When assigned their own area of operations, cavalry squadrons conduct tasks to support stability in the same manner as other maneuver units. However, the capabilities within the cavalry squadron and its size make it ideal for employment as an economy of force for the BCT. Cavalry units' role. The BCT commander relies heavily on the cavalry squadron to conduct reconnaissance and security missions throughout all phases of stability operations. Force organization plays an integral part in stability operations, and the commander uses force tailoring and task organization to get the right military force to conduct sustainment task operations. Squadron. The cavalry squadron can conduct reconnaissance and security operations to support stability tasks. The cavalry squadron achieves these goals during all phases of stability tasks within the entirety of the higher echelon's area of operations. Additionally, the BCT can assign the cavalry squadron its own area of operations, where it could be placed upon a border or boundary having enemy infiltration routes, which allows the squadron to conduct screen or guard tasks for the main body. Troop. The cavalry troop conducts reconnaissance and security missions during stability tasks to answer PIRs, develop the commander's understanding of the operational environment, and enable the squadron to shape the environment in the area of operations. The troop focuses reconnaissance efforts on gaining a detailed understanding of the operational environment's sources of instability and the capability and intentions of key actors as the unit moves from the initial response phase to the transformation phase of stability tasks. Specifically, the scout platoons collect information on civil considerations using areas, structures, capabilities, organizations, people, and events and operational variables. PMISI PT. Scout platoons work directly with unified action partners to assist in their efforts. Support during stability tasks. Maneuver units require attachments to be optimally effective during stability operations. The nature of stability operations is complex. Therefore, it requires diverse organizations with specialties to conduct reconnaissance and security operations. Field artillery. Fires require the right amount of force precisely applied to the correct target during the stability operation phases. Fires, often conducted in densely populated areas of operations, create the requirement for well-integrated and rehearsed airspace deconfliction, clearance of fires, and precision strike mission processes. Implementing reasonable fire support coordination measures, updating them continuously, and ensuring highly accurate, typically 10-meter or less target location error, target locations, increases the effectiveness of fires in a stability environment. Targeting is an integral part of stability tasks to synchronize non-lethal effects and to conduct engagement planning. Cavalry may use fires frequently to defend key geopolitical sites or strike high-payoff targets located near restrictive fire areas and densely populated locations with precision munitions. Fire support officers and joint fire observers' ability to plan, coordinate, and execute fires, often with precision munitions to support stability tasks, are crucial to mission success. Increasing the proportion of precision munitions used in fires and employment of non-lethal capabilities may be necessary to limit collateral damage. A precision-guided munition is a guided weapon intended to destroy a point target and minimize collateral damage, JP3-03. Precision-guided munitions collectively refer to munitions that strike on reflected electromagnetic energy, such as Hellfire missiles and precision munitions. A precision munition is a munition that corrects for ballistic conditions using guidance and control up to the aim point, or submunitions dispense with terminal accuracy less than the lethal radius of effects, FM3-09. Munitions with a precision capability, such as the Global Positioning System aided Excalibur 155mm projectile, guided multiple launch rocket system rockets, and the Advanced Precision Munitions Initiative 120mm mortar rounds, have a circular error probable of less than 10 meters. Munitions with a near precision capability, such as the precision guidance kit fuse for 155mm artillery projectiles, have a circular error probable between 10 and 50 meters. Area capabilities have a circular error probable greater than 50 meters. Circular error probable is an indicator of the delivery accuracy of a weapon system. Circular error probable is a factor to determine probable damage to a target. Circular error probable is the radius of a circle within which half of the rounds fired at a target impact. Even at the munition's largest anticipated delivery error, the aim point is within the munition's anticipated radius of direct effects. The employment of precision munitions requires the use of current cryptological key information. Rules of engagement often become more restrictive as phases of stability progress. Commander's guidance for fires requires careful consideration during the development of the rules of engagement and engagement criteria. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations must carefully consider the benefits and consequences of initiating fires or breaking contact if fires are initiated on the unit. The BCT utilizes radars and indirect fire acquisition assets in a sensing mode that allows identifying the point of impact to protect friendly forces from indirect fire. These radars integrate with the air defense radar as part of the counter-rocket artillery mortar system that provides sense and warn capability for troop AAs and command posts. In areas subject to collateral damage, counter-fire should employ precision munitions against well-located targets. The BCT must carefully consider the use of fires with munitions having only area capabilities, due to the possible long-term adverse impact on relations with unified action partners and the indigenous population, thereby contributing to sources of instability. Brigade Engineer Battalion. The BEB provides reconnaissance and security operational support during all phases of stability operations. Engineers provide mobility, countermobility, survivability, technical reconnaissance, and infrastructure assessment capabilities. Engineers. Engineer platoons task organize at the squad level to cavalry units to support mobility, countermobility, and survivability. Engineer platoons can execute route and area reconnaissance organically. The route clearance platoon can provide mobility and limited disposal of mines. The support platoon or section can conduct initial infrastructure assessments and basic horizontal construction to restore services to support governance. The engineer companies of the BEB can execute some stability tasks identified in reconnaissance and security operations as an organic unit throughout all phases of stability operations. If required by the commander, the BEB can conduct route and area reconnaissance, area security, patrols, limited raids, assessment and restoration of services, and leader engagements. Geospatial engineering teams can provide detailed products about the topography of a geographic area. Geospatial teams produce intelligence by analyzing images and geospatial data of terrain and various objects within a unit's area of operations. These products can be analyzed and provided to cavalry units to narrow the reconnaissance focus to specific objectives rather than a broad area. Chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear. Each squadron has an organic seaburn reconnaissance and surveillance platoon that can execute seaburn-specific reconnaissance and surveillance tasks. The platoon supports route, zone, and area reconnaissance operations and can assess key infrastructure regarding seaburn hazards. The seaburn reconnaissance and surveillance platoon assesses possible threat locations and confirms or denies the presence of seaburn threats and hazards to assist with security operations. Intelligence. Commanders must be involved and knowledgeable of the information collection efforts to narrow the reconnaissance focus and shape the operational environment. Planning for stability tasks is quite complicated, and planners need to balance resources, capabilities, and activities. BCT staffs analyze the significance of various activities over time to maximize their efforts to provide stability. Commanders often require detailed intelligence and IPB products to determine how to conduct operations, influence the local population, and mitigate sources of instability. The identification and analysis of actors, terrain and weather, and civil considerations are critical to determining the most effective missions, tasks, and locations for stability tasks. A lack of knowledge concerning the enemy threat, local politics, customs, culture, and differentiating between local combatants often leads to actions that can result in unintended and disadvantageous consequences. To achieve this understanding, the BCT commander attaches collection assets to the cavalry squadron. During stability tasks, the disclosure of military information to host nation personnel and agencies requires consideration. The BCT S2 must ensure the BCT has the required amount of foreign disclosure officers. A foreign disclosure officer may approve the disclosure of classified and controlled, unclassified military information to foreign representatives based on the policies, directives, and laws that govern the national disclosure policy and the release of classified information. The officer provides this service to the command and staff and to assigned, attached, and supporting unified action partners. Stability tasks occur in and between the local populations. Thus, human contact with the local population has greater emphasis and importance. Observations and experiences of soldiers who often work with the local population provide depth and context to information collected through reconnaissance and security operations. Remote sensors. The BCT uses remote sensors to perform such tasks as perimeter defense, surveillance, environmental monitoring, including radiological and nuclear, and target acquisition. Remote sensors are not a military intelligence collection asset. However, they provide information that the BCT uses to cue military intelligence collection assets to activity. The BCT should consider remote sensors when preparing the information collection plan. Soldiers or robotic vehicles hand and place them either inside or outside buildings or structures. Their optimal employment is in areas where major movement is restricted to a few key lines of communications, and the traffic pattern of military and civilian activity can be easily discriminated. Remote sensor missions are ideally suited to support relatively stable situations, such as long-term defensive or security operations, where the time and resources are available to develop an extensive sensor network throughout the area of operations. The employment of sensors in open terrain or heavily congested urban concentrations requires detailed planning to ensure the sensor network can provide the desired information in those environments. For stability tasks, sensors can provide surveillance of population centers and key infrastructure areas. They can also provide surveillance along the lines of communications and borders. The supported unit's information collection plan includes provisions for sensor surveillance. Incorporating remote sensors into the information collection plan utilizes the employment concept and detailed instructions to execute remote sensor missions. BCTs develop requirements for sensor employment along with concepts for the monitoring and dissemination of sensor data and incorporate them into the information collection plan. The establishment of a comprehensive sensor network requires time and a significant investment of resources. During the planning requirements task, the Operations and Intelligence Working Group identify SIRs that remote sensors can answer. As part of the information collection plan, the sensor surveillance plan specifies the type and location of sensors, relays, and monitoring sites, time of emplacement and unit responsible for emplacing each sensor string and any relays, time of recovery and unit responsible for recovery. Expeditionary Military Intelligence Brigade. Expeditionary Military Intelligence Brigades, known as EMIBs, conduct multidiscipline intelligence operations during large-scale combat operations. EMIB headquarters are required to exercise mission command over all assigned and detached elements. EMIB headquarters provide reach capability, establish and maintain the core intelligence architecture, and execute technical control of various capabilities. The size and composition of the deployed EMIB and its subordinate organization is dependent on the mission required to be performed in theater. An EMIB provides the following capabilities: analysis, processing, exploitation, and dissemination, open source intelligence, SIGINT and electromagnetic warfare integration, counterintelligence collection and activities, multi-domain operations sensing and target development. EMIBs can augment core, division, and BCT intelligence cells, specifically aiding the processing, exploitation, and dissemination of national and theater SIGINT and geospatial intelligence. Instead of deploying the EMIB as a unit to conduct independent intelligence operations to support the Corps commander, as part of force tailoring during planning, task organizes the EMIB to support operations. The Corps Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence, G2, advises the commanders of the EMIB's capabilities and recommends how to task organize its assets. Sustainment. Stability tasks require unique sustainment considerations. Commanders must remember that the design of the BSB supports only the BCT's assigned soldiers and equipment. Reconnaissance units often identify sources of instability that sustainment efforts can mitigate or shape immediately with a sustainment effort. If the BSB develops stability support plans, the BSB commander must ensure that sustainment estimates differentiate what is supporting internal BCT requirements and what is supporting external stability support mission requirements. Sustainment during stability tasks often involves supporting United States forces, multinational forces, and other contributing partners in a wide range of missions and tasks. Interdependent capabilities. Cavalry and other units conducting reconnaissance and security operations during stability tasks often determine that they are not the first organization operating in the area. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations can gain a better understanding through coordination and information and intelligence sharing with unified action partners. Below are some unified action partners that units can coordinate with during stability: SOF, Civil Affairs, Governmental and Non-Governmental Organizations, Special Operations Forces, Conventional forces build relationships and foster independence with United States SOF operating in the area. Interdependence is the deliberate and mutual reliance of one unified action partner on another's inherent capabilities to provide complementary and reinforcing effects. These units execute different tactical tasks to support the operational objectives and end states to stabilize the area. BCTs rely on interdependence with unified action partners and soft partnerships to combat sources of instability. The exercise of interdependence facilitates shared understanding between the United States actors in the operational environment. Interdependence provides a conduit by which the interagency and soft partners can provide relevant, useful, and timely information. Planning efforts, update briefs, and working groups are specific events where BCTs incorporate their interagency partners. Refer to FM6-05 for more information on conventional forces and SOF integration, interoperability, and interdependence. Civil affairs. Civil affairs support to stability tasks depends on the nature of the operation and the condition of the affected indigenous population and institutions. The S9 and Civil Affairs units continually assess and monitor the host nation's capabilities and capacity to identify and mitigate underlying causes of instability within society and, as required, apply functional skills which are usually the responsibility of civil government. Civil Affairs conduct civil reconnaissance and develop civil information through interaction with the indigenous population, institutions, and unified action partners. During the transition from primarily offensive and defensive operations to primary stability operations, civil affairs units place greater emphasis on infrastructure restoration, economic stability, and support to governance expertise. Governmental and non-governmental organizations. Units conducting reconnaissance operations must recognize the value of governmental and non-governmental organizations and build effective relationships with these actors. Governmental and non-governmental organizations could provide subject matter expertise in many essential services and governance topics. They are the primary provider of humanitarian, infrastructure, and essential services in immature operational environments. Governmental and non-governmental organizations have experience and detailed knowledge of the civil environment and may have an understanding of civil considerations other than indigenous population and institutions. This insight can assist the civil reconnaissance effort in understanding and shaping the environment. Understanding where governmental and non-governmental organizations are on the battlefield and the nature of their activities develops a common operational picture. The common operational picture enables the commander and staff to anticipate changes to the operational environment, to anticipate the effects of governmental and non-governmental organizations on primary stability tasks and operations, and to anticipate future friction points between the organizations. Building relationships with governmental and non-governmental organizations may be difficult because these organizations are reluctant to establish associations with United States forces. The cavalry must be mindful of the organization's reluctance and establish relationships on terms beneficial to all parties involved. Cavalry units frequently discover governmental and non-governmental organizations unexpectedly within the operational environment, so they should plan to encounter them during their operations. Governmental and non-governmental organizations can bring valuable resources, information regarding the civil population, the operational environment, and alternative perspectives to the brigade stability operation. Refer to ATP3-07.5 for more information. Cavalry units operating with non-governmental organizations follow these guidelines. Military personnel wear uniforms when conducting relief activities. Military personnel make prior arrangements before visiting non-governmental organizations. Military personnel do not refer to non-governmental organizations as force multipliers or partners or other similar terms. United States forces respect a non-governmental organization's decision not to serve as an implementing partner. Section 3, Army Stability Operations Tasks. Army stability operations tasks are fundamental and are performed across the range of military operations, from stable peace to general war. Military forces execute Army stability operations tasks before, during, or after conflict, to support a legitimate host nation government, to assist a fragile state, or in the absence of a functioning civil authority. Each situation is unique. Each Army stability task and stability sector contains a number of related subordinate tasks. Reconnaissance and security stability tasks. BCTs conduct stability tasks to create conditions the local population regards as legitimate, acceptable, and predictable. See ADP 3-07. BCTs conduct continuous reconnaissance operations during stability tasks to develop information requirements, gain situational understanding of their area of operations, identify sources of conflict and instability, and identify opportunities to consolidate sustainable and positive gains. Reconnaissance and security operations assist the commander and staff with determining short-term impacts and long-term effects on their area of operations. Commanders then assess the effectiveness of their actions and adjust as needed. BCT commanders consider each primary stability task and associated subtasks within the context of their particular area of operations. They also consider the perception of the local population and host nation governance and security forces. The six Army primary stability operations tasks are: establish civil security, support to civil control, restore essential services, support to governance, support to economic and infrastructure development, conduct security cooperation. Establish civil security. The burden on BCTs for establishing civil security is highest during the initial response phase of the stability framework, when the host nation lacks the capability or capacity to provide security. BCTs conduct reconnaissance operations to collect information and conduct security operations to protect friendly units, the local population, key actors, and key terrain to enable the establishment of civil security. Refer to ATP 3-07.5 for more information. BCTs and subordinate units execute zone and area reconnaissance operations to identify sources of instability affecting civil security. Companies and troops conduct route reconnaissance missions to support area security operations and retain freedom of maneuver within the area of operations. BCTs identify sources of instability and identify key terrain to facilitate the commander and staff's understanding of the area of operations and to plan and execute stability mechanisms. The commander uses reconnaissance operations to make informed decisions about allocating resources to each subordinate to establish civil security. BCTs conduct security operations to control borders, secure boundaries, and provide freedom of movement, and to protect the main body, key personnel, and key facilities. Non-contiguous operations complicate the BCT's ability to conduct security operations because potential threats use the civilian population as cover. BCTs employ mounted and dismounted patrols, engage with the local population, and employ aerial reconnaissance and observation posts to provide early warning, identify threats, and create opportunities. Security operations facilitate manageable transitions between stability framework phases and create dilemmas for threats that seek to undermine sustainable progress. Area security operations are essential to stability tasks because they degrade the enemy's ability to affect friendly units, host nation governance and security forces, key leaders, and key facilities. BCTs conduct area security operations to preserve the higher commander's freedom of maneuver, protect key infrastructure and leaders, and deny threats access and opportunity to disrupt progress. BCTs establish security zones around critical infrastructure, airfields, facilities, MSRs, lines of communication, towns, equipment, and high-value assets. Combined security operations with host nation partners enable a transition to the transformation phase of the stability framework by empowering host nation security and bolstering legitimacy. During the fostering sustainability phase of the stability framework, the host nation government assumes responsibility for securing its borders and for internal movement control. Remaining Army units consist of advisors or, in some cases, BCTs or battalions, positioned as a deterrent against external threats. Advisors continue to help improve host nation capacities as part of the larger Security Force Assistance Program. Potential external threats may cause military forces to conduct operations to confirm or deny threat intentions. Support to civil control. Civil control centers on rule of law. Civil control provides training and support to law enforcement and judicial personnel to promote efforts to rebuild host nation judiciary and correction systems. Units conducting reconnaissance identify critical resources, influential pillar organizations or leaders, sources of instability, and unified action partners operating in the BCT's area of operations to support establishing civil control. During the initial response phase, BCTs may be required to assist host nation partners in building interim solutions to establish civil control, which builds upon host nation governance. Security gains capacity and capability transitioning to the transformation phase. Establishing security and rebuilding justice institutions develops conditions for reconciliation, public confidence, and subsequent economic growth. BCTs secure key infrastructure, identify key actors, and disrupt enemy forces. Reconnaissance tasks identify viable and working systems of government, as well as gaps in civil control. Identification of government strengths and weaknesses focus efforts to collaborate with host nation security forces and assist host nation governance in providing viable security and services. Units conducting security tasks support civil control by interdicting threat activity seeking to subvert the local rule of law or legitimacy of an interim government through intimidation, corruption, or coercion. During the transformation phase of the stability framework, BCTs continue to conduct operations with unified action partners with efforts focused on building partner capacity. Reconnaissance tasks support civil control by identifying local population perceptions and acceptance of host nation governance and security forces, adequacy of local infrastructure security and viability, sources of corruption, indicators of progress or regression, and acceptance and adherence to the rule of law. Security tasks support civil control by providing early warning to threats on infrastructure, facilities, and leaders and assessments of host nation capabilities. BCTs transition to supporting civil control and host nation independence during the fostering of stability phases. BCTs maintain an ability to assist host nation forces when needed and according to the rules of engagement and status of forces agreement restrictions if applicable. Sustainable gains allow host nation partners to conduct civil control with minimal input from the BCT. Restore essential services. Using stability operations to restore essential services contributes to the social well-being of the population. BCTs conduct area and zone reconnaissance to identify areas requiring assistance to repair or rebuild, identify public health hazards or outbreaks, and verify locations and dispositions of displaced civilians who require aid and support but have no access to key services. BCTs identify popular perceptions of legitimacy through censuses and engagement with the local population. Route reconnaissance identifies mobility corridors to facilitate sustainment operations, humanitarian services, and support to outlying or urban areas, evacuation routes for non-combatant evacuation operations, and freedom of movement and maneuver. Units conducting security operations support the primary Army stability task of restoration of essential services. Units conduct area security operations independently or they partner with host nation security forces. During the transformation phase, BCTs conduct reconnaissance operations in concert with host nation security partners to identify sources of instability adversely affecting host nation partners to meet the needs of the populace. Security forces screen or guard infrastructure projects, provide security to outlying areas and local government infrastructure, services, and leaders. Security forces also identify enemy safe havens or sources of support. Support to governance. During the initial response phase, the BCT may function as the transitional military authority to establish governmental services and work with established governmental authorities, if any are present, to increase capability. BCTs conduct security operations to protect governing officials, key facilities, and eventually polling locations. During the transformation phase, the BCT begins to transition its responsibility for governance to civilian authority. In some cases, authority transfers to host nation representatives that may or may not be the same host nation government before the operation. As host nation institutions develop, the BCT continues to collect information indicating good governance through advising, assisting, and supporting host nation partners, as well as identifying sources of instability and corruption that seek to disrupt or degrade effective governance. BCTs conduct reconnaissance operations to identify effective and ineffective governing bodies, to identify locations for potential polling and elections, and to maintain freedom of movement and maneuver. BCTs conduct security operations to protect governing officials, key facilities, and polling locations. BCTs conduct guard missions to protect polling boxes and election officials during the transformation phase to prevent enemy disruption on the civilian population. BCTs eventually transfer governance to host nation authorities and authority for governance, reducing BCTs' involvement with established governments and transition partnerships to state or other government agencies. Reconnaissance and security operations transfer to appropriate host nation security forces, though BCTs continue to monitor governance developments and identify concerns to host nation authorities and United States chains of command. Support to economic and infrastructure development. BCTs identify infrastructure damage early in the stability framework's initial response phase, so commanders have the information they need as they conduct area assessments. While airborne and space platforms may provide imagery of damaged infrastructure, ground-based reconnaissance operations clarify the scope of the problem. BCTs assess the local impact and feelings of people in the area to make recommendations to higher headquarters on the importance of repair and development when multiple pieces of infrastructure need attention. Cavalry units must consider cultural aspects when conducting reconnaissance and shaping the environment regarding key infrastructure. Initial response phase. The protection of natural resources and the environment may become tasks for the BCT during the initial response phase. In Iraq, the willful burning of oil wells, damage to the oil pipeline infrastructure, and the deliberate leaking of oil into the Persian Gulf are examples of incidents during the initial response phase. These incidents resulted in ground forces conducting reconnaissance and security missions over large areas to deter further incidents. The long-term macroeconomic recovery and development of a nation can depend on a small number of critical pieces of infrastructure. Transformation phase. Multiple external specialist agencies participate in this task during the transformation phase. The transformation phase aims to establish the foundation for sustainable economic development and begin to transition control of economic growth to United States government civil agencies, international civil agencies, and host nation economic officials and entrepreneurs. BCT's balance of effort switches to security missions to support specialists who do the detailed work to facilitate economic and infrastructure development. Cavalry units' probable mission sets include screen or guard critical infrastructure, screening of a border area to prevent external actors adversely affecting economic development, conducting zone or area reconnaissance with a reconnaissance focus on social and economic indicators, route security so economic activity can take place in a safe and secure environment. During the transformation phase, there may be an opportunity to expand the area of interest. Cavalry units continue to report infrastructure issues and economic activity in existing and new areas of operations. Fostering sustainability phase. In the fostering sustainability phase, the goal is to institutionalize a long-term sustainable economic development program and to transition control of the economy to host nation officials, entrepreneurs, and civil society. This phase includes follow-on steps, which develop and reinforce the successes of the initial response and transformation phase. Steps taken during this phase support sustainable economic growth based on healthy communities and neighborhoods supporting a healthy society. Conduct security cooperation. Security cooperation is Department of Defense interactions with foreign security establishments to build relationships that promote specific United States security interests, develop allied and partner military and security capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations, and provide United States forces with peacetime and contingency access to allies and partners, JP3-20. The United States military's Security Cooperation Organization often coordinates security cooperation in a country.